This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go, hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, during the breaks, I do some farming, and I race out, and during this particular break, I ran out into the barn, moved a vehicle, hooked up a battery charger, a battery desulfator, checked the solar system, and raced back into the studio. So that's kind of what happens here at the farm during the breaks. I try to be really productive. And David in San Francisco, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Hey, morning, Vincent. Yeah, I'm glad you were talking about that Roundup there. Man, this whole Monsanto business. I'm originally from St. Louis, and if you remember the Times Beach that Monsanto was involved in poisoning a whole section of the Merrimack River and Times Beach, Missouri, with the residue from Agent Orange, and they never took responsibility for it. I think the lawsuit took 25 years to settle. They actually built a new wing on the courthouse over in Jackson, Illinois. They fought it, and you know, denied people their due. And so this whole Roundup business, where when I was managing an orchard out in Colorado, you had to be trained by the extension agent to even buy it, much less to use it. And now they've got people just acting like it's a candy store, you know, a pickup item. It's an amazing scandal that they've kept it on the market. But
You're absolutely right. Mrs. Fennelli, back in the 1990s, wanted to learn more about pesticides and herbicides. And in order to apply them, you had to have a license in the Commonwealth of Virginia. So she went to the classes, and you know, she learned about how deadly and how dangerous these planetary poisons are. And, of course, we've never used them, but she wanted to learn more about it, so she went to the classes. And, yes, you did have to learn about them in order to be authorized by the government corporation to apply them. And you mentioned Times Beach. You're talking about Times Beach, Missouri. Now, if we go to Wikipedia and just type in Times, T-I-M-E-S, Beach, B-E-A-C-H, Missouri, you'll find out, here's what it says. So, Times Beach, and this is a quote from Wikipedia. Times Beach is a ghost town in St. Louis County, Missouri, in the United States. And once home to more than 2,000 people, the town was completely, let me say it a different way, completely evacuated in early 1983 due to dioxin contamination. It was the largest civilian exposure to dioxin in the country's history. So it says in 1985, the state of Missouri officially disincorporated the city of Times Beach. The site of Times Beach now houses a 419-acre state park commemorating U.S. Route 66. Famous highway that stretched from Chicago, Illinois to Los Angeles, California, and passed by the community, as well as the history of the Times Beach area. So, a toxic dump is now a state park.
Yeah, the way they...
David, you are absolutely right.
the way they were
Isn't
discharging it. Yeah, Monsanto used to make Agent Orange, and the dioxin that was left over from the Agent Orange, they didn't know how to legally dispose of it. So they contracted with a guy who would, back in the 70s, you know, you'd have country roads that didn't have enough money to pave the roads, so they would have a guy with oil just spray the dust, and they would end up with kind of an oily road. And so they got this guy to inject the dioxin into the oil, and they would spray it on the town's roads. And all of a sudden, people's horses and dogs and everything, you know, all the critters were dying suddenly. And it was, you know, Times Beach was, you know, it was a pretty little town with those, you know, the houses on stilts right along the Merrimack River. And, but they were not politically strong enough to fight Monsanto. But what really caused the Monsanto fight was the same creep that had been poisoning a whole town was using that on horse barns. And there were all the rich girls in Ladue and, you know, the surrounding Chesterfield and whatnot who had, you know, daddy bought them a horse and they had them. They poisoned so many horses out there, and you know, rich daddy's girls were losing their horses, and that was the impetus that went against Monsanto. But they still, if you find out, I believe it was Jackson, Illinois, they took the federal lawsuit across the river over there and ran that lawsuit for something like 25 years. They had to build a new
wow.
wing to the side of the courthouse just to store all of the documents. But, yeah, it was an amazing crime. I was glad Gwyneth was talking about the eucalyptus, though. That was what really spurred me to call. Out here in California, I think it was 1992 or so, we had a famous fire over in Oakland. And it was called the East Oakland Fire. And those eucalyptus trees were real popular up in this neighborhood, up in the hills.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense, because when those things burn in the summer, they go up like a torch.
Sure.
They'll actually form tornadoes of fire.
Right,
will
yeah.
just sweep through and just white, you know, just massive fireballs. And these things will travel at over 100 miles an hour. They just go boom. And,
right,
they'll just wipe everything out in their path.
Yeah, it hits a knot in the
problem that we've had here in Australia. They're indigenous here, you know. And there's like I say, you can't do away with the flora that's native to your area. You'll collapse the ecology, you know. The farm is regrowing eucalyptus forest. At one time, all the trees were cut down, but they regrew, and because the land was abandoned because the ecology did collapse. And so when the farmer went away, the eucalyptus trees all regrew from their stumps. Now we get stumps on this property that are maybe close to a meter wide, with regrowth trunks coming up, and the regrowth trunks are maybe 18 inches wide. You know, so this is what they do. But in California, it's been a huge problem because they have been growing these trees, these eucalyptus trees. They suck the moisture out of the soil, and they actually change the climate of the country that they're growing in into a much drier climate. And as they grow, they form what is called a fire ecology, where there has to be a fire come through about every so many years just for the eucalyptus trees to set seed and regrow. And you can do it one of two ways. You can do it as a controlled burn once every 3 to 5 years, or if you leave the understory and don't collect any of the firewood and just leave it to be, you are going to get a massive, massive, massive bushfire every 20 to 30 years.
Yeah, and
yeah,
it's hot, and too. It's oily, greasy hot. And like you're saying, the if it hits a knot in the wood, it'll make a fireball that'll fly 90 feet. And out in the Oakland fire, they had, it was real popular to have wooden shake roofs. And so these fireballs would land on the shake roofs. You know, they weren't tar roofs or any kind of fireproof roofs. And man, that whole section just burned up. It was phenomenal. And trying to put them out, narrow winding little you know, shady line trees, neighborhoods that were just totally wiped out. I appreciate you talking about that.
Yeah,
David, I have a quick question for you.
You've got to think about things differently when you do things in the eucalyptus ecology, and you've got to have you know, sheet metal roofs of some description.
Sure.
If you're going to live in that ecology.
Yeah, absolutely. What were you saying, Vincent?
David, I have a quick question. I have a quick question for you, David.
Yeah.
When I chat with someone who calls the farm, and you know, we talk about whatever it is that's on their mind, I always ask this question, and I have for as long as I've been broadcasting. So I'd like to ask you on the air if it's okay with you, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to.
Sure.
The question is, how can we make this broadcast better? What can we do to make it better?
Well, you do a good, you know, detailed, I'd say you're pretty methodical. You know, are you're looking for new stations, or you're trying to encourage,
well,
because you're seeing kind
no,
of
I'm just talking about the.
I'm
talking about content.
You know, I remember you kind of remind me. You remember Thomas Jefferson had he was looking for the yeoman farmer, the guy who would read Shakespeare at night, mm-hmm. go out and farm by day, and mm-hmm. so in a way, I mean, that's what you've always reminded me of, and. So if you were to look at your audience, do you do any kind of survey of the audience to find out, you know, like the demographics of each of the stations? You know, are they in hills? Are they
Don't,
are they in rivers?
I don't have that information. But I was going to do a survey with you and ask you, you know, what we can do to do a better job. Are there any topics that you would like to discuss? Is there a format that you think is better? I mean, what I'm asking for is constructive criticism.
Well, I generally
as Lee Iacocca.
Yeah, I hear the music.
I appreciate that. Yeah, as Lee Iacocca once said, you know, when he was taking over Chrysler, we don't want to be the biggest, just the best. And what we want to do is do the best job that we can here for those who are paying attention in class. That's our mission. We don't want to be the biggest, but we want to be the best that we can be. David, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, well, yeah, just look at the demo.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Back. And Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and you know, we've been talking about some pretty depressing things, like farmers committing suicide and the financial straits that they're in. But it's not just farmers class, it's a lot of people who are in financial distress. And so what I can recommend is that If you don't want to be in financial distress, you need to avoid certain things. You need to avoid debt. You need to avoid buying things that, frankly, you can't afford. And my dad taught me a long time ago that what you do is if you think you need something, you save up for it. And when you have enough money, then you buy it, rather than buy it with other people's money and then pay them interest so you can have it now. And the way I thought about this when I had a job back in the 1970s, if I got a raise back then of maybe 3% a year or 4% a year, which was considered okay. I mean, who gets a raise today, right? So if you got a raise of 3 or 4% a year and interest was 10%, how can you get ahead by buying it and paying 10% interest when your raise is only going to be 3%? It's impossible. So the more you buy, the farther behind you get, the worse. Yeah. So what I do is, let me just talk about Max's Law right now. Max's Law. And this is something that I live by. And I'm going to have to define it just a little bit. It's very, very simple. And class, I suggest you consider doing this. Just three things. Buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. And if you miss on any one of those things, you violated Max's Law. And you haven't done the best for yourself. Now, buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. What that really means is, it doesn't mean that you have to buy a Rolls Royce or a Lamborghini or a Maserati or whatever you might think the best is. What that really means is get the best value for you. Okay? The best value. So buy the best value. Now, it doesn't have to be new.
The best suited for your purpose.
If that were the case, yes. Yes, if that were the case, that it had to be new, that I'd be violating Max's Law all the time. I mean, regularly. I would be a habitual offender of Max's Law because most everything I buy is used and old and rusty and needs work. But for me, it's a really good value, the best value I can find. And so when I buy the best, for example, I bought a new car for me. It was a 1996 Mercedes diesel. It had, you know, a couple hundred thousand miles on it when I bought it. And that was, you know, in the last couple of years. So, to me, that was buy the best. And I paid cash for it. And I took delivery. So, if you pay cash for it, what that means is your debt is settled right then and there. Okay? The transaction is settled. Actually, there was no debt, right? You settle that transaction. Both parties are whole because you paid for it in full. And take delivery means you actually control the ownership. It's under your possession. It's at your location. Now, that's different from putting something on layaway. Layaway, you haven't bought it, haven't paid for it. They have possession of it. You don't own it. So layaway doesn't work. Take delivery is really simple. You've got to have it in your possession. So let's say you were going to buy silver or gold and you were going to spend $100. And you said, tell you what, I'm afraid that somebody might steal it from my house, so I'll leave it with the dealer. So you hold on to my silver for me or my gold. You haven't taken possession. Okay? You violated Max's Law. Buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. I know Gwyneth has a bunch of topics on her mind, and we'll get to them right after these breaks.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What's called a compromise immigration bill could see a vote in the U.S. House today. The Republican-crafted measure would keep migrant families from being separated at the border, and House GOP whip Steve Scalise says the bill would also pay for President Trump's border wall and would strengthen immigration enforcement inside the U.S. Scalise says it's not clear whether Democrats will go for it.
What the Democrats want is amnesty and open borders, and that's really what it's come down to, and they don't want to build the wall.
Scalise was speaking on Fox and Friends. Another U.S. Supreme Court ruling comes down, this one dealing a big blow to labor unions. In a 5-4 decision, the High Court justices said non-active members of public sector unions do not have to pay dues. That ruling overturns a long-standing precedent. And this is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot
cheetos. Cheetos.
God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Just a quick comment on an encounter I had with a company called Ryobi, R-Y-O-B-I. And about 20 years ago, we bought a weed whacker or a string trimmer for our farm, and it quit, you know, after about 20 years. And we thought, well, that's okay. I mean, it's lasted for a while. And we looked at others, and we decided to buy another Ryobi. And we did. I did a lot of research, and I wasn't quite convinced it was the same quality as the first one of 20 years ago, and it wasn't, and it failed. It failed. The gear head on it just stripped and was rendered useless. So I looked up the parts, and, you know, $17 roughly for the parts, well, $16.43. I thought, you know, I'll call Ryobi. I called them up, and I said, so I bought this. I was very polite. I said, I bought this And I'll tell you what the model is, RY253SS. RY253SS, 25cc weed whacker. And it was built in 2016. We used about six tanks of fuel to it, and it failed. So I called them up, and I told them that, we had purchased the previous one, and we liked it, and it lasted a long time, and so we wanted to buy another one from them, and it failed really quickly. They believed me. I talked to a gal by the name of Joy. She believed me and said, I'm going to make a one-time exception. Normally, you have to bring it to a dealer. I said, it's a 100-mile round trip. She said, well, okay, we'll send it to you. So she's sending me a gearhead. And I just wanted to say that there are two comments I have. One, Ryobi took care of me. Two, the products aren't as good as they used to be. Okay? So I just wanted to share that. And that's my experience about Ryobi. Gwyneth, you've got a lot of things to talk about, I know.
Yep, okay. I was speaking with you earlier, and I wanted to go into extortion rackets disguised as government. But as we were doing the broadcast, I thought of a really, really good way of putting this. Okay? I'm sure that most of the people out there in the class, I know that I've mentioned him before, but I want to mention him again because his life and his work was just so important. A fellow who lived, and died probably close to 100 years ago, and his name was called Mohandas Gandhi. Most people would know him as Mahatma Gandhi, okay? And you know what? He was fighting these same battles that we are fighting today, back 100 years ago. Okay, he was one of the battles that he cut his teeth on was he was in South Africa. He was an Indian, but he was living in South Africa. And, he trained, he went to London, he did a law degree at the University of London and was admitted to the bar, went to South Africa, practiced law in South Africa when South Africa was a part of the British Empire. But he was that disgusted with what was happening during the Boer War that he couldn't help but speak up about it. That was the concentration camps. And the way that the Boer people were being treated, they have had it hard for a really long time. And it ended up getting too dangerous for him to live in South Africa. So he moved back to India and came full circle. And that's where we really begin to learn in our popular culture about Gandhi. But the work that he did was really, really important. Because it ties in with what you were saying in the first part of the broadcast. How do we survive? Well, Gandhi had an answer, and that was that you have to go back to the old way of doing things. Okay? The modern mechanized way of doing things is actually designed to enslave you. And it's designed for your farming enterprise to not be profitable. So you need to go back and you need to find out how people did cattle farming, sheep farming, wheat farming in the generation before you or in the generations before you, before all of this technological world was invented. And you know something? It may be possible. It may be really, really difficult for you because the systems are not there anymore. Okay. Now, around here, you can still hire, they call them musterers around here, or mustering gangs. Around there, I think you would call them cowboys. It's groups of people who you hire to take your livestock on the road and walk them to the abattoir. Okay. And they do it for a fee. And, maybe you're there. It's really a good idea if you were there with them to make sure they don't walk them off to their own ranch or whatever. But, that's how people used to do things. And Gandhi became famous for, you know, one thing that he did was he adopted a traditional Indian style of dress called the dhoti. And if you look at photos of Gandhi, you'll see him in a dhoti. Okay. Now, the other thing that Gandhi had a bee in his bonnet about was he, you know, he was really, really opposed to government stepping into people's lives and requiring registrations and licenses and taxations for people to do ordinary things that were fundamental to their existence. Now, in his world, in the area of India that he came from, the way that people, especially women, the way that women made their living was they would go out on the salt flats and they would harvest sea salt and they would collect it in great big baskets and they would carry it on their head to the market and they would sell it. And that's how they made their living. And salt, of course, has always been an absolutely vital commodity in this world. And these women, the British government at that time was making it completely uneconomical for these women to do their salt trading because of the taxation. And because the government required them to have a license to collect the salt, and the license fee that they required was so exorbitant that it crippled them, and it sent the whole country into poverty. And if they didn't, then the government felt that it had the right to arrest them and destroy their property. Then you think, well, that's pretty stupid. It's only salt. But you can't live without salt, okay? And for these particular women, it was their livelihood. And especially in a hot climate, salt is a necessity. You will find that you actually become ill very, very quickly in a hot climate if you don't have an adequate supply of salt, you know. But, you know, Gandhi said to the woman came to him and said, "We're in big trouble here. The government is shutting us down." And Gandhi's response to them was, "Well, stop paying the tax. Don't pay them. And if we all don't pay them, what are they going to do? Are they going to lock us all up?" And so he established something called the Salt Rebellion. Okay. And he got the woman, he organized them together so that none of them were paying the salt tax. And the British Army came at them. The British government actually sent the whole British Army against these women. And of course some of them were killed. Of course some of them suffered terrible atrocities. But at the end of the day, okay, the salt tax was abolished. And ultimately, the work of Gandhi ended up in the British being kicked out of India. And the Indian people were basically set free. And they are a free and independent nation to this day, largely because of the work of Mahatma Gandhi. And largely because of what he said to the Indian woman on that day when they came to him and said, "Sir, we need your help. What should we do? We can't make a living and our families are being plunged into poverty and we're dying." And I'm sure some of their husbands must have been committing suicide as well, you know, through them not being able to make a living at doing what they had been doing since the dawn of time, as far as anyone could tell.
Right. And one of the things that you and I have been talking about is, you know, you need to, here at USA Preparers, start your own business. Read Publication 17 from the IRS. Take the same tax deductions the wealthy take. Pay less taxes legally. It's absolutely very simple to do. And if you want a refresher class, I may end up doing one on Friday. I don't know if I have an instructor lined up for both hours on Friday or not, but I may do a class on how to avoid legally paying taxes. And farmers have to do that if they're going to survive. So I'm not talking about anything other than using the legal means to survive, okay, using their rules.
That's right.
And it works. And if you want to see what it's like, just go to YouTube. Type in Vincent Finelli, F-I-N-E-L-L-I, and type in extreme tax deductions. Extreme tax deductions. And he'll give you a primer. And we've got Ron in California. Welcome, Ron.
Thank you. This call has been very informative. I've been listening. And my position, I'm out in California. I work with students on a project called KnowWhatsInIt.org, which they're very much focused on in recent years, glyphosate and its origins with the company that put out DDT and all the fake news about how safe things have been, and why do we question the increases of cancer in this nation without looking at the synthetic chemicals?
Yes. Ron, can you hold through the break? It'll just be a few minutes, and you'll be back on.
No, I'm sorry. I'm about ready to go into a medical meeting, so I'll try to reach you tomorrow or the next day whenever you're on. I appreciate
there you
it.
Go.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you so much.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs has been talking about Gandhi. And yeah. He was assassinated in 1948. He took three bullets to the chest and died.
Yeah. And I need to clarify here, okay? Given what you said just before the ads, Gandhi was a barrister, okay? He would not have advised those women to do anything that was unlawful, okay? He would have investigated the taxes that the British were demanding that they pay. And he would have found that there was some illegality about them. And that's why he would have advised the woman not to pay them. Okay? And the licenses and the registrations, he would have found some fault with them because he was a barrister. He did believe in the rule of law, absolutely. But he believed that governments could overstep the mark, that they could demand so much from us as people that it was impossible for us to pay and that we would end up being impoverished and enslaved. And I think that that's the point that we're at now. And when anybody talks about the Gandhi tax protests, they have to remember that he was a barrister and he did believe in the rule of law and he absolutely did not believe in a violent approach as the first resort. He believed that it was lawful to defend your life and your property if necessary by the force of arms. Okay. Because that is a fundamental part of British common law. But he would not have advised people to do anything that was unlawful. But he absolutely always advised people to stand up for their rights, including and especially against rampant, corrupt, extortionate government officials.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Gwyneth, yes. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because here at USA Prepares, I have not said, don't pay taxes. We haven't said that. We feel that you should pay what's right, just, legal, and lawful. But no more than that.
Yeah.
We don't believe that.
That's the opinion that he had. So I'm glad that I was able to clarify that in case anybody got the wrong idea about what I was saying, that I was telling. I'm not telling people to do anything that's against the law. But what I am saying is that governments can cross the line and they can go from being lawful governments to extortionate cartels.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. When I teach the class on how to avoid paying taxes legally, I'm teaching exactly that, using the laws, the rules, the tax code, to the best benefit of the villagers. I'm not saying don't pay taxes. I'm saying pay your taxes. I do. I pay all the taxes that I'm legally required and not 1 cent more. And here's the example. So if I go to the supermarket and I put the items that we're going to buy on that conveyor belt, and the cashier says, okay, that'll be $21.47. I don't say, I'll tell you what. Here's $100. Keep the change. I don't do that. I pay exactly the amount that the transaction requires. That's all. No more. No more. Because I'm not required to. So when it comes to paying taxes, I figure out exactly what I'm required to pay, and that is the amount that I pay. I don't say, well, heck, you know, let's round it up by a few thousand more. I don't do that. Why would I do that? It's too hard. It's too hard to earn money around my neck of the woods. So I don't do that. And I suggest that y'all go to YouTube, type in Vincent Finelli, followed by Extreme Tax Deductions, and learn how to do it yourself. It requires starting a business. Starting a business. Yeah.
On Ron Gibson's YouTube channel.
Yes, on the Ron Gibson channel.
Yay, Ron Gibson.
Yay, Ron Gibson. Ron Gibson puts us on YouTube every day. Thanks so much, Gwyneth and Ron Gibson.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.